Question 51. What is forbidden in the second commandment? Answer. The second commandment forbiddeth the worship of God by images, or any other way not appointed in his word. Question 52. What are the reasons annexed to the second commandment? Answer. The reasons annexed to the second commandment are God's sovereignty over us, and the zeal he hath to his own worship. Question 53. What is the third commandment? Answer. The third commandment is, Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Question 54. What is required in the third commandment? Answer. The third commandment requireth the holy and reverent use of God's names, titles, attributes, ordinances, word, and works. Question 55. What is forbidden in the third commandment? Answer. The third commandment forbiddeth all profaning or abusing anything whereby God maketh himself known. Question 56. What is the reason annexed to the third commandment? Answer. The reason annexed to the third commandment is that however the breakers of this commandment may escape punishment from men, yet the Lord our God will not suffer them to escape his righteous judgment. Question 57. What is the fourth commandment? Answer. The fourth commandment is, Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and hallowed it. Question 58. What is required in the fourth commandment? Answer. The fourth commandment requireth the keeping holy to God such set times as he appointed in his word, expressly 1 whole day in 7 to be a holy Sabbath to himself. Question 59. Which day of the 7 hath God appointed to be the weekly Sabbath? Answer. From the beginning of the world to the resurrection of Christ, God appointed the 7th day of the week to be the weekly Sabbath, and the 1st day of the week ever since, to continue to the end of the world, which is the Christian Sabbath. Question 60. How is the Sabbath to be sanctified? Answer. The Sabbath is to be sanctified by a holy resting all that day, even from such worldly employments and recreations as are lawful on other days, and spending the whole time in the public and private exercises of God's worship, except so much as to be taken up in the works of necessity and mercy.